Well, we have sick Great Lakes in part because we have a sick governance system. We have a array of 21st century problems facing the lakes, from climate change to continued degradation of some of our waters with toxic chemicals. But we have a 19th century system of government that's trying to protect them and failing.
Now, the International Joint Commission, which is a body made up of appointees by the Canadian government and the U.S. government, is to watch over the water quality agreement and the treaty between the U.S. and Canada as to how we treat the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes Commission is another group that's made up of representatives from the 8 Great Lakes states and the 2 provinces in Canada that surround the Great Lakes. And these are all 21st century people. I know some of them, and they're bright folks. They're doing an earnest and fairly decent job. What's holding them back? They're not 19th century people.
No, but the structures and the systems they use are 19th century. There's 2 problems. With several of the commissions, they've become very politicized. The International Joint Commission used to have a tradition of independence from political pressures and looking at the long-term health of the Great Lakes. That's been compromised since the 90s. But maybe more importantly, with all these institutions, they're relying on the old-fashioned way of dealing with public input. We think in the environmental community that the way to restore healthy Great Lakes is to make sure the citizen voice is heard. These institutions cover a Great Lakes Basin that is hundreds of thousands of square miles, and they're expecting people to show up at public hearings, perhaps traveling hundreds of miles to get there. Today, what we need to do is take advantage in governance of the internet and other ways of involving people that don't require that kind of commitment or sacrifice, because people, frankly, don't have the time.
How would increased participation of the public help the health of the Great Lakes?
Well, looking at the history of the Great Lakes, every time the public voice is heard strongly in the halls of government, the Great Lakes recover. Every time the voices of special interests are drowning out the public voice, the lakes begin to deteriorate, and that's what we see happening now.
The Great Lakes Commission has had some success recently in getting more money from the government for the Great Lakes recovery. The IJC has done a good job recently of working with the media to bring public awareness to invasive species because of the Asian black carp. So are those moves the kind of thing you'd like to see to solve this problem?
I think it's helpful. Both of these commissions can use their bully pulpit to publicize problems and call attention. But if you took a poll of the average Great Lakes residents, very few of them would ever have heard of these commissions. We need bodies that look out for the Great Lakes that are really plugged into individual communities, and that doesn't exist right now. The Great Lakes Commission specifically was set up to promote a commercial navigation in the Great Lakes. And while it's broadened its agenda to look at ecosystem issues, it's been an advocate, for example, for the Great Lakes review of navigation that could result in more invasive species coming into the Great Lakes by allowing more ocean-going vessels. We need an institution that's looking at the health of the lakes first, not at the health of the industries that sometimes exploit them.
Bottom line, what would you like to see done?
I'd like to see a Great Lakes Citizens Commission, building on the existing institutions, that plugs into the individual states and provinces around the Great Lakes and brings people and their voices together so that their vision of healthy Great Lakes can be carried out by government.